This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Ah, please, Mr. Postman. Do you like that song, Shay?
Yeah,
I do.
It was the Beatles.
It was the Beatles. It wasn't actually their song. It was one of the few covers that they did. Yeah. But it was by the, I don't know who it was by, the Shirelles or someone.
Yeah.
But we should say, I will say that I'm Jeff.
Yeah. I'm Shay.
Yeah. And you're listening to
Eastside Radio 89.7.
Yes. And even more importantly, you're listening to Breaking Waves, yes. A show for the waking brave.
Yeah.
A show for the neurodivergent. Do you know why we're playing Please, Mr. Postman by the Beatles?
Yeah.
It's got the word please in it.
Please, yes.
Yeah. That's really the only reason.
Yeah.
Because today's scintillating episode of Breaking Waves is going to be on manners.
Manners?
Yeah. Or etiquette.
Etiquette.
Or being polite. I'll just ask you simply, do you think good manners are important?
Good manners, yes, it's good.
I don't know, you think good manners are important?
Yes.
Okay, I think they are too.
I think manners give you a way to go, but yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think the world has become more polite or less polite?
I think that more people are less polite. Maybe over 100 years ago, maybe people were more polite than now.
Do you think we're becoming more impatient?
More impatient, yeah. And the cars, the traffic, and
also, I'm thinking probably our digital world.
Our phones, devices into our phones.
Yeah, it's kind of a paradox. So even though these things supposedly make life simpler, and they do on many levels, they make things simpler. But at the same time, I think they just feed our impatience. We want everything quicker and sooner and more instant and now, because we're used to that right away. We don't have as much patience, I suspect. And I think this also leads to maybe more rudeness and more lost tempers and less politeness. That's a theory.
Have you ever heard of about under 14-year-old girls and boys doing smoking with vapor? Like, I heard on the news, I looked on the internet on my phone, it's about 3.5 million Australians have vapor. It's almost like half of the population of people are under 14-year-old girls and boys smoking vapor.
Yeah.
I have done vapor before.
Have you?
When I was at East Lakes, there was a Indian man, he gave me a vapor electric machine that puts in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you smoke.
And you smoke the vape.
Yeah, I have. Well, I think that young people, if you have addiction of vape and cigarettes, ring a phone number of quit line if you want to get rid of vape and stop being addicted to it. I know it can.
Yeah, well, that's very, I think wise words there, Shay.
Yeah.
A good message, because you're right. I think millions of people are vaping, and it is very addictive.
Yes.
And it is highly available. I think they're trying to bring in laws to make it more.
They're going to put vape into chemists.
Yeah.
Like in a pharmacy with pills. and you could get a license to do vapor by script by a doctor.
Well, there is a New South Wales quit line that Elliot has pulled up. So if you want to quit, this has suddenly turned into like a health advisory show, but that's okay. We'll fit that in with politeness. Well, no,
19, it's the phone number is 1378 48.
1378 48. That is, if you want to quit vaping, call that number.
So,
good call, Shay.
Yeah.
But listen, let's get back on track
about politeness. About manners.
No, yeah. I've written a little something on Jeff's list of good manners.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yes,
so
please.
It's politeness.
Yes, polite. Yes.
No smoking. Good call.
Yeah.
No smoking, no spitting, no talking, no running, no walking, no hitting, no sitting, no scratching, no itching, no picking, no drooling, no snoring, no boring, no fidgeting, no farting, no...
Excuse me, Jeff.
Please don't interrupt me, Shay, and don't talk with your mouth full. And no elbows on the table. And stand for the lady. Ladies first. Open the door. A gentleman never tells. And hell's bells, no swearing. No tearing, no poking, no prodding, no Christing, no Godding, no...
Excuse me, Jeff.
I said, please don't interrupt me while I'm talking. It's not good manners. Which reminds me, write a letter of thanks for that present that I gave you. And no burping, no... belching. Open the car door. Shake hands. Kiss the cheek. No staring, but look them in the eye. Don't talk about religion or money or sex or politics or Mr. Potato Head Dutton's nuclear lobotomy.
Excuse me, Jeff.
Shay, look, for the last time, I'll say it very politely. Please don't interrupt me while I'm talking.
There's a fire in the fire.
There's what?
There's a 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 fire.
A fire? A fire? Well, Shay, why the bloody hell didn't you say so? There's a, it's a damn bloody working fire. I'm going to run. Oh, Shay, it's just going to fire. A fire? You should have said so before, Shay. Sorry. There wasn't really a fire. Which reminds me, you shouldn't tell lies.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
All right. I think I
had a fire alarm when I was at Bronte with Sophia and Jules, and there was a fireman came in the house.
Yeah, I was there.
You were there?
I was there. All the fire alarms went off in the house.
At Bronte.
Multiple smoke alarms went off at once.
Yes.
And we couldn't put them out, and so we had to call the fire brigade and three fire. Anyway, look, that's another story. Let's have a song, I don't know, about politeness. Did you like my little thing on politeness?
Yeah.
Even though you kept interrupting.
Yeah.
But you interrupted for a good reason.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's probably sensible to interrupt people, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they're going to do something dumb or stupid or dangerous or...
Yeah.
Keeping on the theme of please, 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 let's hear a bit of James Brown.
Please, please, please.
Yeah!
Hello, Jeff. It was Chris Brown.
It wasn't Chris Brown. Chris Brown was another singer. This is James Brown.
James Brown.
I think Chris Brown was a naughty boy, wasn't he? He used to go out with Rihanna, yeah. And there was some sort of violence in his history. But that was James Brown with Please, Please, Please. And we played that because this is the politeness episode of Breaking Waves with Shay and Jeff. I was going to say Jay and Chef. Yeah. That would work as well, Jay and Chef. Shay and Jeff.
Yeah.
Or Jeff and Shay, what sounds better?
Shay and Jeff.
I think it does too.
Yeah,
yeah, that was James Brown. Look, we're talking about etiquette and manners.
Yeah.
And, you know, James Brown wasn't always very polite necessarily. Yeah. You know what he used to do?
Yeah.
He was such, you could say he was like a disciplined musician in that if his musicians made a mistake, like if the bass player played a wrong note during a concert or the drummer missed a beat or the guitarist played a wrong chord, he would remember that and afterwards he would fine them. He would fine his own band. He would probably dock their pay, take money out of their pay.
Yeah.
So you could say he was either a canny businessman or a mean tight ass, or maybe something in between. I don't know, but that's James Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown. James Brown. James Brown. We feel good. Sorry. James Brown. We feel good. Feel good. Feel good.
Look, listeners, we've had a couple of Red Bulls, I must admit.
Yeah.
It's Radiothon, and there are a few Red Bulls floating around the studio. So, look, you know, we're not advertising energy drinks of any company, but good.
Yeah, we're good.
Listen, we're talking about politeness.
And Laz and Bo and Manners, and then Laz got tantrum.
Okay.
I want to go to my mum's house. I want to go to my mum's house.
Like a Tim Tam song.
Yeah.
I'm a Tim Tam man.
Tim Tam man.
I'm a Tim Tam man.
Laz gave me Tim Tams. He gave me two chocolates.
Okay, good.
He gave me Tim Tams.
Right.
I want to ask you, Jeff, are you doing a poet performance? I want to hear your poem.
Oh, I'm going to do a poem, hopefully, today, if we have time. It won't be one of mine. It'll be by someone called Elizabeth Bishop, who is a great American poet. Okay. In fact, I'll do it now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do the poem now,
yeah,
and we'll see if we can slip it in.
Yeah.
And as I say, today's episode is brought to you by politeness and etiquette and all those wonderful things. And this is a gentle, sweet old poem by Elizabeth Bishop called For a Child of 1918. My grandfather said to me as we sat on the wagon seat, "Be sure to remember to always speak to everyone you meet." We met a stranger on foot. My grandfather's whip tapped his hat. "Good day, sir. Good day. A fine day." And I said it and bowed where I sat. Then we overtook a boy we knew with his big pet crow on his shoulder. "Always offer everyone a ride. Don't forget that when you get older," my grandfather said. So Willie climbed up with us, but the crow gave a caw and flew off. I was worried. How would the crow know where to go? But he flew a little way at a time, from fence post ahead, and when Willie whistled, he answered. "A fine bird," my grandfather said, "and he's well brought up. See, he answers nicely when he's spoken to. Man or beast, that's good manners. Be sure that you both always do." When automobiles went by, the dust hid the people's faces, but we shouted, "Good day, good day, fine day," at the top of our voices. When we came to Hustler Hill, Grandfather said that the horse was tired, so we all got down and walked, as our good manners required. Did you like that poem?
What was the poem about?
It's about a grandfather and a boy a long time ago on a horse with a horse-drawn carriage, and the grandfather's basically talking to the young fella about always being polite to not only human beings but to creatures, in this case like a crow and also the horse that draws their cart, because at the end they come to a hill And grandfather can see that the horse is tired, so they're kind to it. And they get out of the cart, which makes the cart lighter, and they walk up the hill with the horse along with it. I want to ask, have there been any occasions, because this is the politeness episode,
yeah,
when you can remember someone being exceptionally, like really polite to you, really nice? Is there anything that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, polite.
You know, used...
Maybe a Canadian man came to my golf club and say, "I wish you could come to Canada." And I said to him I was Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Australian, Canadian, Dutch. Yeah, I told him.
Okay.
The man in Moore Park Golf Course.
Right.
The public golf
course. Well, that's interesting. I'm wondering which country in the world is the politest? Do you think Australia's a polite nation?
Yeah, I think so. I think Canada is a polite country.
You reckon Canada's polite?
Yeah.
I've heard that Japanese
are polite, too. Yeah, they're polite, too. I wonder
if the British are polite.
It says Canada on it.
We've got a list. Elliot's whipped up a list
Australia, number one.
Is this politest countries in the world? Australia, number one.
To New Zealand.
This can't be true. It's got South Africa as number three.
And Canada's four.
Canada four. Thailand.
Fifth.
Scotland.
Ireland.
Who makes this up? Fiji. Eight is Laos. 10, the Philippines. Wow. I think that list is well dodgy. If that's... I'm speaking on a purely... Yeah, putting Australia number one just seems to be... I mean, biased as I might be, I don't know that we're the politest country in the world.
I think ScoMo is a very polite man, more better than Trump.
No, he's an arsehole, Trump. Elliot will have to bit that.
But I think Adrian McGibbo knows ScoMo. Scott Morrison.
He?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He goes for the Sharks, Cronulla Sharks.
Oh, he used to go for the Cronulla Sharks when it was a good look when he was trying to be Prime Minister and be a man of the people.
Yeah,
I think it was all guff.
50 years no premiership. The Cronulla Sharks won 50 years. 50 years of Shark premiership.
Yeah, the rudest country in the world. Can you guess what the rudest country is?
UK.
Elliot's got this one up.
Oh,
UK's pretty high. It's unfortunately number two, Elliot.
Number one is it France?
It's France. It's France.
Bonjour, merci. The La Perouse man, La Perouse, merci.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the French, the French go to Canada. They rule English and French.
Yeah, look.
The French say, "Merci, you must know how to cook. You must like ratatouille. You must cook. You don't know how to cook."
Look, I know we have a vast horde of beloved French listeners out there who are rusted on, East Side listeners, and we're not going to offend you at all. Yeah. Shay is just speaking purely
French.
Rhetorically, and like the French have a reputation for being rude. It's just a cliche. I'm sure it's not true.
Ireland is last. Is it?
No, Ireland's number five.
Number five.
Is this the rudeness scale still?
It's still all.
Yeah. No.
UK.
Puerto Rico, France, Sweden.
Excuse me.
Okay. Look. Let's get on to a few. We've got 10 tips.
Yes.
Or 10 things you should maybe try and do.
Yeah.
If you're going to, these are 10 rules of etiquette or politeness everyone should know. And this is from the website of the British School of Excellence.
Yeah.
So our dear producer, Elliot,
who
is a Brit, will know all about these.
Yeah.
Now, Shay, can you read the titles out? Greetings. Use proper greetings, yes. Always greet people with a smile and a hello. If you're not sure what to say, a simple "hello, how are you?" will do. When meeting someone for the first time, it is also important to introduce yourself, make eye contact while shaking hands. Number two, please, Shay.
Say please and thank you.
Yes. These are the basics, aren't they?
And says please, good table manners.
Oh, hang on. Don't leap ahead. That's true.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Well, Yes, but these are the basic manners that show gratitude and respect. Always say please when making a request and thank you when receiving help from others. Yeah. Number three, please, Shay.
Number three, practice good table manners.
Good table manners. I'm afraid I don't always exactly conform to these, but this includes using utensils properly, keeping your elbows off the table, and chewing with your mouth closed. Also, wait until everyone is served before starting to eat. Big crime at my house. And never put your foot on the table and clean your toes at dinner. That was my last, that was my suggestion at the end there.
Be mindful for other languages.
Hang on, Shay. First of all, Elliot was telling me before, and maybe we can get this from the horse's mouth, so to speak, about his college back in the UK and some of the elaborate dinners, the formal dinners that they had. This just sounds, I don't know what it is. It's not Dickensian. It's not Harry Potter's.
It is Harry Potter because it's where Harry Potter was filmed.
You're kidding.
Only Philosopher's Stone, the first film.
All right.
But my college at Durham University, it's called Castle. It's in an old, I think it's a Georgian castle. I'm not entirely sure on that. But we have formal dinners.
Yep.
And we have an etiquette handbook.
Okay.
So we have 13 courses, so 13 sets of cutlery going from out to in.
Man, that is bizarre. Look, Shade, like 13 like sets of knives and forks and spoons of all different shapes and sizes for every different course. Sorry, continue, Elliot. This is mind-boggling.
And when you enter the room, you have a polite bow to the principal of the junior common room. Before you sit down, we all join in a Latin grace that I won't bore you with and make a tit of myself.
Excuse me, can we have a go at the Latin grace anyhow, like the first part, and we can put some Gregorian chants behind it, or you can
splendid it begins with non nobis solum por et al castellum, which basically means not for one alone but all together, for we are men of castle.
Beautiful. Okay, these are very formal dinners.
We're wearing the gowns.
Yep.
White tie, black tie, depending on the event. White tie is more formal, black tie is more casual.
Yeah, is it all that kind of past the port stuff? The port's got to go.
We are university students, so can't afford port.
Port's not really.
Instead,
no, more
it's
vodka.
Vodka and £3 or $6. Bottles of wine which taste like petrol.
And do these beautiful, elaborate, formal dinners degenerate into drinking orgies?
Yes, pretty much. Both parts of that sentence. They descend into utter chaos and unruliness that would reflect badly upon us if it were leaked
media. To the Sun or the Telegraph.
Yes, exactly.
But this is wonderful because you trace the whole spectrum. You start out so beautifully and you start with the stars, really, and you end in the gutter. So
absolutely.
You just trace the full spectrum.
Or in my case, you start with the stars and you end up in a wheelbarrow being wheeled back to your first year bedroom.
Gorgeous. All right. Let's get back to our list of matters. Sorry, Shay, before you interrupted, what were we up to?
Being mindful to our languages.
Be mindful of your language. That's very good. Yes. Avoid foul language. An oath. Especially in public places or around children. Yeah. Use polite and respectful language at all times. Now, Shay, I happen to know that your mum's a very polite woman, and I bet she's never said any swear words, right?
No. Respecting personal space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't stand too close to people, and always ask before touching someone. Be aware of your surroundings and respect people's privacy. Good advice. Dress appropriately.
Appropriately.
Yeah. Now, I know I don't always adhere to this one. Dress appropriately for the occasion and location, taking into account the dress code and cultural norms. If you are unsure of the dress code, remember that it's always better to be slightly overdressed than underdressed, except at a nudist beach. I put that last.
Did you heard about the 70s? So people were dressing like naked in the hippies in the 70s?
Well, the Germans still go nude hiking in their forests, apparently. Naturists? Okay, what's next, Shay?
What's being a good listener?
Be a good listener, yes. This is our etiquette tips. Well, actually, these are the etiquette tips of the... who are they? The British School of Excellence. Okay. Be a good listener. Pay attention to what people are saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Show interest in their opinions. Yeah. Avoid interrupting or dominating the conversation. Also be respectful and considerate of other people's opinions. Anyway, yes, number 8 in the rules of etiquette, put your phone away. And I think many would agree with this, even addicted phone users like myself. It's just, it's ridiculous. Put your phone away. Don't use your phone or other devices when in the presence of others, especially during a conversation or a meeting or being served in a shop. This is just like a, this is a bad one. If you're being served in a shop, Eastside's, Elliot's just given me Eastside's new slogan, stop scrolling, start listening. True. No, that's great. Eastside Radio's new slogan, speaking of phones, stop scrolling, start listening. A little touch of genius there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice one. So, yes, what's number 9 in our list of etiquette?
Is practice good community.
Communication.
Communication.
Yeah. Be clear and precise when communicating with others. Avoid slang or jargon that may be unfamiliar to the other person. Be mindful of your non-verbal communication, such as body language, as it can convey a lot of information about your intentions and emotions. Number 10, Shay, the last one in our list of etiquette.
It says be practice.
Be punctual.
Be punctual.
Be punctual.
Oh, be punctual.
Show respect for other people's time by being punctual for appointments. Being on time.
Be on time.
For meetings.
I've been on time. I just arrived 12:01.
I know.
I've just came from the train.
In fact, you're up early.
Bus and train, I came about 12:01.
Yeah.
I came early. I usually come at 12:30, but I arrive early with the train and the bus.
You got here very early.
Yeah, I know.
If you're late, let the other person know as soon as possible is the last one. We have to go. It's been fun.
Yeah, thank you,
We've
Jeff.
Been talking about politeness.
Politeness, yes.
Amongst other things.
Yes.
And etiquette. And we hope we've all improved your manners.
Manners, yes.
I know I'm going to be a better person.
It's the Shane Jeff Show. It's me and you. We're going to go bye.
Yeah.
Tenure and goodbye, listeners. And,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Breaking Waves. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.